Misha nichna sadar marm besimcha. Famous expression, Mishnah and Tainus, that when the month of Adar comes, we increase in simcha. On this, the Piskei Chubos tells us, v'chol davar shnochol oz l'harbos besimcha mitzvah ikar. In any possible way in which a person can increase joy in their lives, that's a mitzvah. But it doesn't mean that one can be engaged in frivolous activity and kalas rosh and lightheadedness. Rather, mitzvah b'chol ma she'efsher l'arbos b'liba v'inyana b'simcha shel mitzvah. It's not just a person to be happy. A person thinks certain things make them happy. But the truth, the greatest level of simcha is through the simcha shel mitzvah. And we know the famous expression from Nachum Breslov, mitzvah gedolios b'simcha talmid, in which some people say differently, simcha gedola lios b'mitzvah talmid. Because a person who is in fact engaged in a mitzvah and does that which they know is the right thing for them to do, what greater element, the level of simcha is there? Piskei Chubos then continues and says, b'chol chodesh adar hu b'chlal ha-simcha. It's not just Purim, but as we know, it's the entire month. K'dichsiv, as the pasuk says, v'achodesh asher nefach lahem miyogdun l'simcha. It's v'achodesh. It's the entire month. Now, it's interesting that most of us probably think Misha nichnas Adar mar b'simcha means you're supposed to be happy, increase our joy in the month of Adar, and then, of course, it's all over. However, v'yesh omrim, some say, sh'av chodesh nisan hu b'chlal hachiyav demar b'simcha, because it only says that's when you're supposed to begin it. Misha nichnas Adar mar b'simcha doesn't mean that's when it ends. So some people say also the month of Nisan is included. Well, how about this year? How about Adar Aleph? So the Eishel Avraham says that when it comes to Adar Aleph, Ein B'chlal, it does not fall into this category of being Marim B'Simcha, the first month of Adar. And he says, based on the Rashi, discussing this language of the Mishnah, Mishnah Nechnas Adar Marim B'Simcha, Rashi says, quote, because, why should we be happy? It's Yimei Nisim Hoyu Yisrael Purim Pesach. So therefore we can certainly see, based on the Rashi, the idea of being Marim B'Simcha includes the month of Nisan, because he says that there was Nisan, miracles that happened to the Klal Yisrael, not only in the Purim, but also the miracles of in Mitzrayim that are Pesach. But what do we see? It's Mashma Davka Adar Sheni Shibochogin Nes Purim V'yemei Nisan Smuchenheim. We see that the whole idea of what Rashi is saying is the element of Simcha is because we're celebrating, we're commemorating Nisim, the miracles that happened to the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, it's only on Adar Sheni, in which we celebrate Purim. Now, this expression, Misha Nichnas Adar Marim B'Simcha, is actually very difficult to understand for the following reason, in that if you look through the Rambam as well as the Shulchan Aruch, there is absolutely no mention of that expression whatsoever, which is very bizarre. Especially that, if we would contrast it to the month of Av, we find in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, that the simen begins Misha Nichnas Av Mimatin B'Simcha, and the Mefarshim wonder why does the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam point out when we begin the month of Av, it says Mimatin B'Simcha, we minimize our joy, we lessen it, but when it comes to the month of Adar, we do not find this expression by the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam. And it's brought down the following reasons. The concept, the purpose of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is Mevi'im, it only comes El Adinim, the Halachos B'Devar Masim. It tells us what we're supposed to do, the way we're supposed to conduct ourselves. And therefore, he says, when it comes to being Mar B'Simcha in the month of Adar, it's Riboy B'Simcha, Hu Davar HaTali B'Lev. It's something which is an emotion, it's a feeling. It's not an action. And therefore, we do not find the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam discuss this expression at all, because it's not connected to an action, but rather to a feeling. Mash enkein, miyat ha-simcha b'chodesh av, when it comes to minimizing our joy in the month of Av, there we do find this expression in the Rambam as well as in the Shulchan Aruch, because they need to describe b'ma tzarech l'ma'ayit. How do we minimize our joy? And that, of course, is in great detail, which we discuss when we get to the 3 weeks and the 9 days, Shavuot Shechalbo and Tishva. So this is the reason why this expression is not found in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's also not found in the Rambam. But this expression is found by the Mishnah Berurah. But what's bizarre, and I could only use that word, is the place where it's found. Because it's found based on the following siman.
The Sif says, Yesh mis'anim shloshin yomim zecher l'tainas Esther. Found in the Siman, discussing the Tainas Esther, the fast day, which we all hope the fast day goes quickly, and then we can enjoy Purim that night, and then the next day. So within this Siman is the file, the Sif that says that there are those who have the custom that they do not just fast for one day, but rather they fast for 3 days, Zechel Tainus Esther, to remind ourselves of that is exactly how Esther used to do it. We mentioned last year that the symbolism, the significance of why we fast when we do, which is only one day, is because it's commemorating the war, the battle which occurred, in which Chazal tell us that likely we fasted, which was an opportunity for us thereafter to be able to do tshuva. And that's the reason why we fast on Tainus Esther for one day. But obviously this idea, as the Mechaber states, he's telling us that there are those who fast for 3 days because that is exactly what happened in the days of Esther, that they fasted because she could not see Achashverosh and she was hoping that he would lift up his sharbit, his scepter, so that she would not be killed. Now within this is the quote of the Mishnah Berurah, Shlosha Yomim, quoting the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Then he says, Perush, what does it mean 3 days? 3 days in a row? No. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni achar Purim, that some people fast the following, the Monday, and the Thursday, and the Monday after Purim. And then, in the same line, he says, Misha nechnas adar mar besimcha. It's unbelievable. And then he continues and says, Misha yeshul din im akum yishpod ba'adar. It's a famous Gemara, which we often hear, that if a person has a court case with an akum, then this is an opportune time for us to be able to take them to court, and hopefully we'll be victorious, we'll be successful in the din. The question is, why, of all places, would the Mishnah Berurah find that Mishnah Nichnas Adar Mar B'Simcha should be mentioned about a 3-day fast? Why on earth is this done? And in fact, if we think about this whole month of Adar and the idea of Purim, in which it's Mar B'Simcha, we're so happy, it seems to be that the fact that we have to fast kind of takes away from the whole Simcha. In fact, it's, you would maybe think, when it comes to Purim, which we begin Purim, we're all fasting. We're hearing the Megillah at the night, we're still fasting, which is very strange. It almost seems like a paradox. On one hand, we're happy, and on the other hand, we're fasting. So I believe what this is coming to tell us is that we really are not completely understanding the significance of the Tainus. The purpose of the Tainus is not like that of other fasts. When it comes to the other fasts, we know that we're a little bit more strict. When it comes to Tainus Esther, we're the most lenient. And the reason why is as follows. That when it comes to the other 4 fasts, namely, Tzom Gedalia, Sar B'Teves, Shavuos B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av, all of them have 2 things in common. First of all, there's some connection to the Beis HaMikdash destruction, and also it's commemorating a tragedy, something which was not good that happened to Klal Yisrael. What is being said over here is the symbolism of why we fast, for those who fast for 3 days, is because what we're doing is we're remembering not a tragedy, but something good that happened to Klal Yisrael. That Esther was recognized and she was able to ultimately save the Jewish people. And therefore we can understand, therefore, that really the whole idea of Tainus Esther is not a tragedy, but rather it's an opportunity for us to tap into something, namely Hashem's rachamim and compassion. And this is actually what's stated in the Piskei Tshuvos. The Piskei Tshuvos says, quote, "V'hu yom segula l'psicha shari rachamim l'kabolos hatfil baratzom." That Tainus Esther is unique in that it is an opportunity for a person to be able to be mispiled to Hashem, and that he will have compassion and God willing to accept that person's tefilos. And he says, quoting the Sefer Bekava Yasher, he says, quote, "Kol mi shitzarch rachamim al ezed davar," any person who needs some level of compassion for something, "yikach panai," he should make some time for himself, "biyom Tainus Esther," specifically on this day, "biyom atchila mizmor chav beiz," Shiva Tehillim. You should open up Kapitel Chabez, the 22nd chapter of Tehillim, and recite the paragraph of Matzech Al Yelsa Shachar. And Chazal tells us that is alluding to Esther. And he says afterwards, V'acharkach yishpoch sicho lifnei Hashem. You should pour your heart out to Hashem. V'yazker schus Mordechai v'Esther. You should remember the schus of that which Mordechai and Esther has done. Hashem b'schus sam through their merit. Yazer Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yiftach lo shor rachmi yikabel tefilos baratzon. Just as Hashem accepted and listened to their tefilos, so to their our tefilos should be answered. And therefore, the idea, maybe, of why the Mishnah Berurah puts this in Mishnechnas Adamar B'Simcha is the element that it was part of the Nes. Hashem listened to us, and Hashem therefore performed miracles for us in the month of Nisan, as well in the month of Adar, and therefore it's not a tragedy, rather it's something in which we can rejoice in. And therefore, in conclusion, we find one other very fascinating halacha when it comes to Mishnechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, and that is where that expression should be placed. It's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, so minhag litlos tfolos misha nichnas adar mar b'simcha. You should actually make posters that some have the custom, and you should hang them up, those four words. And he says, interesting, the eshtolin oso al hamakom hamishur bebeis habebayis belotiach zecher l'chorban. That there are certain people that is actually halacha, that there is a certain part of their house which they will not paint, for example, and that is zecher l'chorban. So that we should remember that we are in Golos and that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. So there are some people will cover up that spot in their house with a poster, and that poster will say Misha Nechnas Adar Mar Mesimcha. The question is why? Why there? Just because it's not a nice spot? The answer is Misha Nechnas Adar Mar Mesimcha. Just as Hashem accepted and listened to the tefilos of Esther and Mordechai, and ultimately because of that we were saved and were able to be zocha to the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, in Mirat Hashem we should also be zocha in this other for the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, b'mehar v'yameinu speedily in our days. Was that was a big hour of time. It's just now.